Today's Shir is Masechet Shabbos Daf Chaf Aleph, and we will begin on Daf Chaf Aleph, Amud Aleph, on top of the Amid, the Tana Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Kol Elu She'amruch, all the different wicks and oils the Chazal said we may not use to light the candles with on Shabbos, Eimad Likim, Ben B'Shabbos, Avaloysim Hem Medura. We can make a Medura, we can make a large fire, because once we make a large fire, a torch out of it, then one will cause the other one to burn, and since everything will cause the other one to burn, we will not have to worry that the fire will go out. We don't have to worry that Shemayata. Of course, the question is that when we learned earlier in our Masechta the halachas of Shemayata, we said that by Medura, even if you have a few people together, we need to be concerned about Shemayata. And in today's Shir, we're just saying the opposite. We're saying in today's Shir that there is no Shemayata by Medura. So the Rishonim answer that in that Shir, we were discussing reading by that light. When we're discussing reading by the light, so then, by Medura, for the reasons we gave at that shir, there is a concern of there. We need to be concerned Shemayata. Here we're not reading by the candlelight, and that's why it's different. Aval ois ben Medura ben l'scham kenegdoi ben l'shtamish l'oira ben agav karka, and doesn't make a difference where that Medura is, whether it's on the karka, whether it's on the kira. V'le'osro el l'asman psila l'nerel b'vad. You could only use it to make all the materials we spoke about, where if you want to use those materials for a candle. It seems from our Gemara that they did not use a Medura for the Ner Shabbos. And the Sfasemis explains why not. He says that even though, as we spoke in our previous year, the reason for lighting a candle is Shalom Bayis, the reason for lighting candles is that there should be light in the house. The halacha is that, so if there's a Medura, if there's a large fire, you're only going to have more reason not to have Shalom Bayis. It gives off plenty of light. So the question obviously is, why shouldn't you be able to use a Medura to be Yoytze Neiroi Shabbos? The answer, says the Sfas Emes, is that Chazal wanted us to use a candle. Why did Chazal want us to use a candle? Because it's nicker, it's much more obvious that it's being lit l'tzorech mitzvah. And once Chazal said that we should use a candle, because that's how it'll be obvious that it's being done l'tzorech mitzvah, so even in a situation, so even when there's a good reason to use a Medura, and it makes sense to use a Medura, the halacha doesn't change. The halacha is that you should not, you're not yoytze the mitzvah with a Medura. Says the Gemara, v'loy b'shemen kik. We're not allowed to use shemen kik for a Shabbos candle. Ask the Gemara, my shemen kik. What is the definition of shemen kik? Amar Shmuel, shel tinu l'chol nechusa yama. I asked all the people that go out to the sea, v'amrli, and they told me, oif echad yesh b'karchi yam. There's a bird that you can find in the cities that are next to the sea, v'kik shma. Rav Yitzchak, b'reider of Yehuda Amar, Mishcha de Kaza, it's cottonseed oil. Veshlokashama kikoyin de Yoina. We all remember in the story of Yoina where he was sheltered under a kikoyin plant, and this is the oil that comes out from extracting that plant. Am Rava Babachana, Ladi Chazali kikoyin de Yoina. I saw that plant. Utslivadomi. It looks like a certain type of a plant. Umedfishki Ravi. And it grows from the moisture in the water around it. Merchants would hang it at the entrance of their stores. And from the kernels of that plant, they would make oil. And under its branches, all the sick people of Eretz Yisrael would stay. There's a very famous vort that Reb Chaskel Abramsky said when he learned this Gemara. He said, if we think about Shmuel, he says Shmuel was an incredibly important person in his lifetime. Shmuel was a person who we find in almost every Bladim Shas. We find that he was a Rosh Yeshiva. We find that he was very close to the government, to Shvar Malka. We find that he was an expert in astronomy. And with all of those, so he was an extremely busy person. But what interested him in life? What he interested in his life was, I learned the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Shem and Kik. I need to understand what is Shem and Kik. This continues the Gemara. Amar Rabba. P'sila Shamar Chachamim Eimad Likimem B'Shabbos. The different wicks that Chazal spoke about that you can't use on Shabbos, Nei Sha'or Mesach Seches Behen, because the fire flickers. It's not a nice steady flyer. Shmanim Shamar Chachamim Eimad Likimem. And the oils that Chazal said we can't use is also the wicks and the fire don't do well. The wick doesn't pull the oil to make a nice fire. The different oils that Chazal said that you can't use on Shabbos. Ask the Abaye from Rabbah. Could I put in a little of, I have an oil which is not good. Could I put in a little good oil to make it work? And Ritva says, what the Gemara says, that kolshu doesn't mean just a drop, because a drop wouldn't accomplish anything. But the question the Gemara is asking is, can we combine good oil and bad oil? Migazrinin, why not? If I have enough good oil, what should be the question? Says the Gemara, Migas Rinan Dem Osalad Lukubenai. Do we make a gzera that if I'm going to let you make a mixture, you may use purely the bad oil? Aloy, that alone, the unacceptable oils may not be used. But when they're in a mixture, it's fine. Amalei, to which he responded, Eimadlikim. So Abai asks him, My Tama, but what's your reasoning? So he said, Lefish Eimadlikim. So Rashi says, what Pshat and what the Gemara is saying, that the time that you're not allowed to use it is we're making a gzeira when they're mixed in a, because you may use them alone. The Rambam has a Pshat that even if you have a mixture, we're concerned they're not going to burn well, and therefore we don't allow mixtures either. So according to Rashi, we have a very big nafkamina. According to Rashi, it's only also because of a gzeira. According to the Rambam, it's not just a gzeira. It's mikar hadin. We're concerned that they won't burn well. Eisvei asked the Gemara, it says a braisa. Karach tovish madlikaba. If you made a wick, you wrapped a substance that is kosher to light. A gabadovish emadlikaba. In my father's home, they used to put a good material around a nut or madlikin. But what does it say? Katani miyus madlikin. So you see that a mixture is acceptable. Why are you telling me that it's not acceptable? Amalei. So which Rava says, instead of bringing a raya against me from Shimon Gamliel, sayinu mitana Tanakama. The Tanakama that said that it's not acceptable clearly is confirming my position. Answers the Gemara, Mikhalo Kasha Maserav. He preferred the opinion of Shimon Gamliel over the Tanakama because it was a Maserav. Why? Because Rav Shimon Gamliel didn't just have a theoretical question discussed in the yeshiva. It was a halacha l'maisam. So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that before a Rav paskens a shayla halacha l'maisam, where somebody comes to ask him what to do, he has to concentrate and make sure that what he's saying is correct. So the Tanakama only issued a psak on a theoretical level. whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel said it halacha lemaisa, so it carries more weight. Along the same lines, I saw that a Talmud, when a Rav paskins a shaila, he has a siyata d'shmaya to always paskin correctly. So that's what Abayi was saying. Rav Shimon Gamliel issued this ruling halacha lemaisa. He must have had a special siyata d'shmaya to rule correctly. I once saw from the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer says, the Chasam Sofer we know wrote hundreds of tshuvas. He says, on the tshuvas that I wrote, on the Divrei Torah, you can maybe disagree. But on my psak, there's no way to disagree. Because I had siyata d'shmaya to paskin correctly. Back to our Gemara. Kasha, my lavla hadlik, doesn't it seem to teach us here that you could make a mixture of acceptable and not acceptable? Says the Gemara, no, there wasn't referring to a situation of using them as fuel. It's talking about lahakfais. They wanted to be able to support, to keep the wick afloat. So they took good material to make a wick out of. But they were worried that that wick shouldn't sink into the oil, so they put a nut inside to keep it floating. Says the Gemara, if that's the entire purpose for this mixture, ila hakvais, if that was the entire purpose of this mixture, then my tam the Tanakama. Why would the Tanakama be machmer? Answers the Gemara, you're right. The entire brisa represents kula of Shimon Gamliel. He represents the opinion of Shimon Gamliel. And this is the way we need to understand that brisa. When you mix together something you may use with something you may not use, you may not use it for Shabbos candle. But when does that halacha apply if you want to use both lahadlik, if you want to combine these two materials to make them into one wick? If your purpose is just to support the wick, mutter. And the Brisa continues. They used to take a good wick material and put it around the knot, and that would be permissible. Ask the Gemara, Aini, is that true that you can't mix a good material with a bare material? Ask the Gemara, Amarav Bruna Marav, Chelv Bechutach, melted tallow. Or the inside of fish that have dissolved, you could put in just a little good oil, and the halach is umadlik. Answers the Gemara, Hani mimshich b'nayu. They're really good by themselves. V'hani lo mimshich b'nayu. When I spoke about materials that you shouldn't mix, I'm talking about different materials that are just not good oil. These really are good oil. The gozra bar al chel mechutach. The only reason Chazal said you shouldn't use even tallow that's melted, they only said it because mechel she'en mechutach, because they made exer for tallow that wasn't melted, which isn't a good material. And the reason Chazal said that the innards of a fish that melted, that dissolved, are not good, they only said it mishum kirei dogim shloi maichu. So since these materials by themselves are really good materials, coupled with the fact that we mix them together with good material, that's why we could be makel. But ask the Gemara, v'ligzanami chelik mechutach v'kirei dogim shloi maichu shenosnu tachin shemen. Even if you have oil in these materials, we should say that they're not good, mishum chel mechutach v'kivei davim shenemaychu, which we said in our Mishnah are not good in a situation of loy nosal toich Hashem when there isn't oil with them. Answers the Gemara, chel mechutach kivei davim shenemaychu are a gzeira that they're not good. But and now you want to make another gzeira where you added good oil, v'anan nekev nix gzeira l'gzeira. And as we've quoted previously in our shiurim, the Torah says, "V'shmartem es mishmarti." The Torah charges the Chazal to make gzeiros, but they only make a gzeira, not a gzeira l'gzeira. And as I saw the Mefarshim explain, that if the first gzeira was something that it itself should be usur, so then making a further gzeira, the Tosfos Rit explains, is not considered a gzeira l'gzeira. But in a circumstance where the first thing was not really inherently usur, it only became usur because we acid it because of something else, then to expand on that, that would be considered a gzeira l'gzeira. Tani Rama b'chama. Psilas v'shmonim sh'amr chachamim. The psilas v'chamim that Chazal spoke about, that ein madlikim b'shabbos, may not be used in Shabbos, what we learned in the Mishnah and the Gemara. The halach is ein madlikim b'migdash, may not be used in the base of migdash either. Mishum sh'namar, because the Torah, when it speaks about lighting the candles in the base of migdash, says the words, l'halois ner tamid, and hu tanila hu amala. And Rambam Bachama taught the Braisa and explains the Braisa. We have to light the menorah in the base of Mikdash in a way that it'll go up by itself. When it's not, if you're going to use inferior wicks or oil, you won't have that ner tamid, that lahalas ner tamid. So Kivega asks a question. He doesn't understand what we're saying here, that you can't use different all these different oils. The ones you could use in Shabbos, you could use in the base of Mikdash. The one you can't use on Shabbos, you can't use in the base of Mikdash. Asked Rav Kivega that the Torah is very explicit that the only oil that could be used in the menorah and the base of Mikdash is Shemen Zayis Zoch. And this, so any other oil, it doesn't make a difference what quality it is and what its characteristics are. Asked Rav Kivega, you can't use in the base of Mikdash. So, in fact, the Shaila Meshiv says, because of this question, the Rambam, when he quotes this halacha, only speaks about the wicks. He doesn't speak about the oil, because the oil is anyway no good. I saw another pshat, that in the base of Mikdash, they had the main menorah, but they also had a number of menorahs around that main menorah. And what the Gemara is teaching us is that certainly the main menorah you only could use al shemen zayizach, as the Torah says explicitly. But the other menorahs that were lit there don't have that halacha. And for those menorahs, we have the rule that we follow what is the halacha on Shabbos. The Re-Krukus asks a question, that don't we know from this pasuk that they had to have, Rashi says at the beginning of Parshas, Baloischa Mala, they had a step in front of the menorah on which the kohen stood when he lit the menorah. So how can we learn both halachas from this pasuk? So he says the pasuk, the two halachas, that we can learn both. Because the Torah, by using the word lahalois instead of lahadlik, is obviously here to teach us something. And also the Torah says lahalois. It doesn't say, if all the Torah wanted to teach us was that you go up a step, then the Torah should have written the word lahalois. The fact that the Torah used lahalois instead of lahedlik, and also said lehalois, not just lahalois, we could learn both halachas. Tanan, ask the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, in Masechta Sukkah, mebeloi menichsei kahanim, from the worn out pants the kahanim wore, umehemineim, from the belts, haimafkiim, they would tear them and make them wicks, or Muhammad Likim, and they would make the wicks, they would use them as the wicks for the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Now, we know that they had wool. The pants were made out of wool. And wool, we learned in yesterday's shir, cannot be used as a wick. So how could the Mishnah say that they used these pants, worn out pants, as the wicks? So Tysus asks a question. But in those begodim, there was also linen. And we just learned that there is a mixture of good and bad, then it's fine. So what's the problem? So the answer is that it was mostly wool, and there was just a little linen. And since it was mostly wool and just a little linen, it's not considered that it's a mixture that you could use. Answers the Gemara. There it wasn't, we're not talking about lighting the menorah. We're talking about lighting it for the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. And Simchas Beis HaShoeva is Shani. Toshma, the Tani Rav Bar Masna, Big Day Kahuna Shabalu, the worn out Big Day Kahuna, Mafkinai son, Mehen oisim psilas lamigdash. Here it clearly says that they used it for the menorah. My love, aren't we speaking about the ones that had wool in them? And yet we're saying that, and we know, as we keep on repeating, that wool can't be used as a wick. Says the Marloi. We're talking about, there were certain big day kahuna that were made out of linen, and those big day kahuna, worn out big day kahuna, were what were used for the wicks of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna. So we begin now learning the sugya of Chanukah. Psilas v'shma, and the reason obviously is because Chanukah is the yontiv of lighting a menorah, of wicks and oil. So the halachas that we're learning are very connected. So starts the Gemara with a statement made by Rav Huna. Amar Rav Huna, psilas v'shmanu sh'amar chachamim, the wicks and the oils that Chachamim said, Eim adlikim b'Shabbos, we can't use them for the Shabbos candles. Eim adlikim b'Chanukah cannot be used for the Chanukah candles either. Beim b'Shabbos, both on Shabbos Chanukah and both b'chol during the week. Amar Rava, says Rava, my tamad de Rav Huna. What is the reasoning for Rav Huna's opinion? Says the Gemara Kesover. Rav Huna's opinion why you can't use them during the week. It's Kofsa Zakalai. Rav Huna's opinion is that if the Hanukkah, that the Hanukkah candles must burn for the entire time that Chazal say they need to burn, which was we're going to learn in the Shia today, is approximately a half an hour. If they go out before that time, they have to be relit. So that's why Rav Huna says you shouldn't use an inferior wick or oil because they don't produce a good flame. Because maybe since they don't produce a good flame, they're going to get extinguished. And according to the halacha, you have to relight the menorah at that point, and you'll forget, and you will not have fulfilled the mitzvah. And Mutl Shtamish L'Oira, he's also of the opinion that you're allowed to use the Chanukah candle. And therefore, on Shabbos, since you're allowed to use that Chanukah candle, if the wick and the oil are not good, you may come to be matter, you may come to manipulate the lamp, which we've learned so many times in our Masechta, is obviously awesome. Ask Tosfos, how do we know that that's the way Rav Huna explains? Maybe all Rav Huna holds is Kofsa Zakaklo, and that's why you can never use such a material as we explained. Why do you also have to add the point that he holds Mutl Shtamish Lo'ira? So answers Tosfos, if all Rav Huna's psak was based on was just on the halacha of kofsa zakaklo. So when Rav Huna said his din, did he say because of bein b'chol bein b'Shabbos? If it's kofsa zakaklo, it's the same reason during the week and during Shabbos. It must be that there's a special reason for Shabbos that doesn't apply during the week. And that is because he holds Mutl Shtamish L'Oira. What's the Nafkamina? Says the Beis HaLevi, a beautiful pshat. Because Beis HaLevi's question is, once Kofsa Zakaklo, so that should be enough of a reason that you should not use these materials. Says the Beis HaLevi, a beautiful pshat. He says, let's say you won't have any other material that you can use for a Chanukah candle. So Rav Huna is going to agree, if I have no choice, I should use that. But that's only good during the week. But on Shabbos, as we're learning this Masechta so many times, there's a Gzeira of Shemayata. So if Mutl Shtamish Lo'ira, then on Shabbos, even B'di'evid, you cannot use one of these materials. So Rashi says that what's Pshat Kofsa Zakaklo? Dilma Pasha V'loi Masakin Lo. You won't fix it, you won't relight it if it goes out. But Rashi, the Mefarshim point out, the Rosh Hashanah already points out, why is that called Pasha? It'll go out, you won't realize. That's not called a Pasha. That's Shachach. So I saw the Rav Hirschsprung, the Tzal, says that he had a conversation about this issue with Rav Aaron Cutler. And the question was, is Shikha, is forgetting, considered a Pshia or Oinus? So he says that wherever the Torah tells you to remember something, if you forgot, that's called a pshia. So if the Torah told us that I want you to remember Zochas Shem Shabbos, I want you to remember about the Chanukah Lech, it's not just a shichah if you forget. That's called a pshia. Rav Chisda says, Malikim Lechol, we can use these different types of materials for candle lighting during the week, Avaloi B'Shabbos. Why does he make this distinction? Because says the Gemara Kesava, Rav Chisda's opinion is, Kofsa, if the Chanukah candles go out, Ein Zokek Lo, it doesn't make a difference if they go out. The halacha is they still are kosher, that you fulfilled your mitzvah. So even if I use these inferior material, it doesn't bother me. I was ready to kind the mitzvah. Mutal ishtamash loira. But I'm allowed to use the candle, and therefore on Shabbos, if I'm going to have such a candle, I may be matter the candle, I may manipulate it. Omar Rav Zeira, Omar Rav Masna. Vamalei, Omar Rav Zeira, Omar Rav. Psila shanash Omar Chachamim, Emel Likimam b'Shabbos. The different wicks and oils the Chazal said you can't use on Shabbos, Madlikim b'Chanukah, you may use on Chanukah. Bein b'chol, bein b'Shabbos, both on the weekdays of Chanukah and on Shabbos Chanukah. Om Rabbi Yirmiyo, my time of the Rav. What's the reason of Rav? Says the Gemara Kesavar. He's of the opinion, Kofsa ein Zokek Lo, that if the candle goes out, I need not relight it. And he also holds Vosel Shtam Shloira. And therefore, since if it goes out, I fulfill the mitzvah, so I don't have to worry if it goes out. And as the Beis Halevi explains, of course you want to do the mitzvah properly, but the concern that the candle is going to go out is ein shchiach. It's not really something that happens often. And since it's not something that happens often, and al pidin, you were yoytz the mitzvah Chanukah candles if you just lit them, so that's why we could be lenient. And he's of the opinion, osel shtam shloira, you're not allowed to use the Chanukah candles for any private purpose. And therefore, I'm not worried that on Shabbos you're going to do something by the Chanukah candles and maybe manipulate them, because you're not allowed to use them for your own purpose. Why is the halacha osel shtam shloira? Because says Rashi, the purpose of the Chanukah candle is to be mefarsim, to publicize the nes. And if you're going to use those candles for your own purpose, the purpose of presuming nisa will not be there, because people will say, I only lit the candles because I need the light. The Ramban explains that it's a busy mitzvah, something that you're designated for Chanukah candles should be used only for the mitzvah. So ask the Ramban, we're talking about using these Chanukah candles on Shabbos, eating the Shabbos meal. Where's the bizui mitzvah when you're eating a Shabbos meal and you're using the Chanukah candles for illumination? So he explains that even though you're using the Chanukah candles to eat your Shabbos meal, if you're using those Chanukah candles to give light to your Shabbos meal, that means to you, Chanukah candles aren't that important. For were they important, you would never use them for another reason. And therefore, it's considered a bizui mitzvah. Another pshat that the Rashba suggests is that since the Chanukah candles were made, as we're going to learn soon in the Gemara, Zeichel LeMikdash, a commemoration to the menorah that was lit in the Beis HaMikdash, and the menorah that was lit in the Beis HaMikdash, certainly they didn't, the halacha is you can't use that those light for any other purpose. So they fashioned the mitzvah of Chanukah candles to be just like that. That's why the halacha is the minam mufchor, preferably you should use olive oil. All for the same reason, because in the Beis HaMikdash they used olive oil, here too we should use olive oil. Says the Gemara, Amru Rabbanu Kameid Abaye Mishmeid Rabbi Yirmiya. They gave over the explanation of Rav to Abaye in the name of Rabbi Yirmiya, v'loy kibla, and he didn't accept it. Kiyasa Rovin, Amru Rabbanu Kameid Abaye Mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan, when he said it over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the kibla. Omar, he said, Izachai, had I been worthy, I would have accepted it when I heard it from Rabbi Yirmiya, and did not have to wait till later when I heard it from Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, but what's the difference? For Gomra, he ultimately learned it and accepted it. Answers the Gemara, nafkamina lagirsa de yankasa. Something that you learn when you're young has much more value than what you learn when you're older. And he said, if I would have learned it when I was young, it would have been much better. So I saw a beautiful vart from the Eretz Tzvi, the Kozel Gavarov. He says, we start the sugya of learning Chanukah with these words of Girsa de Yankasa, which we don't find, he says, anywhere else in Shas, that the Gemara says, I wish I would have learned something when I was young. We learn it here by Hilchas Chanukah. He says, there's another point to be made. He says, we're going to learn in a moment, when is the proper time to light the menorah on Chanukah? And we see that the proper time to light the menorah is right at the beginning of the night. We're going to see Machloikus HaPoiskim, exactly what that means. What do we see from this? Says the Kozel Gavarov Zatzal. He says, from here we see that and that's the lesson of Chanukah, he suggests, is the beginning, how you start the mitzvah, the Chanukah, the chinuch of how you start a mitzvah is critical to the way you will do the mitzvah, the way you will live the rest of your life. Chanukah, which represents chinuch, we do the mitzvah at the beginning of the day, right at the beginning of the night. We do it, we're focused on the girsa de yankasa, because if you start it on the right foot, then it will continue that way further. And that's really the vart of the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua asks a question. We're going to learn in the Gemara on this Amid, that what was the Neis Chanukah? As we know, they couldn't find any good, they only found one pitcher of kosher oil. So ask the Pnei Yeshua, we know that Allah is Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. And if you don't have good oil, you could use Tamadiga oil. So why did we have to use that oil and have the Neis? Says the Pnei Yeshua. They were now re-inaugurating the Beis HaMikdash. They were now re-inaugurating the Menorah. You don't want to do it b'dieved. When you want to start doing a mitzvah, you want to start doing a mitzvah properly. I always repeat that the Belzer Rebbe, when he would come to Bar Mitzvah, and the Bar Mitzvah Bacher, the minig usually is leads the Zimun, he used to, on a kais of wine, he said, the first time you bench on a cup of wine, drink the whole cup. The first time you do a mitzvah, do it 100% properly. Says the Gemara. The Kofsa in Zakaklo, is this indeed the halacha, that if the candle goes out, we need not relight it? Verminu, ask the Gemara, Mitzvasa, when is the mitzvah of lighting the menorah begin? Mishatishka chama. The mitzvah of lighting the menorah begins from Shkia. Now, there's a very big machloikus rishonim. What does that mean? The Rosh says that means Tseis Kechavim. The Gra says that it means the Shkia. Many rishonim say that it's about 15 minutes, and that's the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah, about 15 minutes before Tseis. Vermini, Mitzvasa, the time of lighting the Chanukah candle is Mishatishka Chama, Achatig Regel Meneshuk, until there's nobody in the Shuk anymore. Meilav, doesn't this mean the Kofsa, that if the candle goes out, Hoda Madlikla, we have to relight it. So what are you telling me, asked the Gemara, that Kofsuk Ein zakek lo, says the Gemara loy. Di loy adlik, the halacha is coming to teach us that if you didn't light it by the time of the proper time, madlik, you could continue lighting it until the people in the shuk. Vinami, another halacha lemaisa, to teach us the shiuri, that amount of time the candle has to burn, you should put in oil to let it burn, is the amount of time from which is approximately, as we said earlier, a half an hour. Achatichle reglam neshuk, vat kama. What does that mean? Achatichle reglam neshuk. Amar Rabba b'bachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ad the kalya ragle the tamadoi. The tamadoim were people that lived in those times, and they were people that sold wood, and they were the people that stayed open their shops where they sold the wood. stayed open the latest, because sometimes people came home from work and they saw that they didn't have wood, so they quickly ran out to buy wood from these people. And therefore, when they close up the shop, that's when it's considered that there's nobody else in town. Of course, when we learn this Gemara, there's a very important question. Here the Gemara says, Acha tichle regel minashuk. And the Gemara says that in those days, by the time the Tamadoim closed up shop, that was it. There was nobody else in business. What about Bizman Hazeh, where people are out much later? What will be the halacha? So there's a famous verse from the Brisker Rav, that the Brisker Rav said that everything depends on where you live. And if you live in a place where there are people in the street late, then you have to keep your menorah on till those people are no longer in the street. It's very well known that the Brisker Rav lived in Yerushalayim across the street from a movie theater. So he used to keep his menorah lit. He used to make sure that his menorah was on till when the people left the last showing in the movie theater. So that should be Achatich L'Regel Minashuk. There's those that disagree and say that the shir is a half an hour and that's all that's necessary. There's also, as we speak about the halacha of Kofsa Zokakla, so the halacha indeed is, as we said, that if you lit the menorah properly and then it goes out, you will mekayim the mitzvah and you don't have to light it again. However, there are a few very important halachas that we need to point out when we say this. One is, let's say you lit your menorah in a place where you knew it's going to go out. So then the halacha, then this halacha doesn't apply, because it's not considered that you lit it properly. And then the halacha is you have to relight it, but you don't have to make a bracha. Number two, if it went out on Friday afternoon, so we know that on Friday afternoon we light the menorah before the shkia. We light the menorah before the time of Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos. So now what happens if your menorah went out in a time where you could still relight it? So the argument could be made that now your menorah wasn't at all on during a proper time, and therefore you should certainly have to relight it. So of course, that's what one should chatchila do. But the Trumas Hadeshin makes a point, says that just like during the week, we just learned in the Gemara, what is this man of Hadlokas Neiros, Mishatishka Chama, whatever pshat that you follow, whatever psak that you follow. On Friday, says the Trumas Hadeshin, the proper time for lighting the menorah is before Hadlokas Neiros. So if you lit the menorah at the time that you were supposed to light it, and then it went out, so the same halach of Kofsuk and Zokakla that applies during the week would apply on Friday evening as well. But again, of course, if it's in a time that you could relight it, you should relight it. And in general, the Paiskim say, even though the halacha is very clear in our Gemara, that Kofsa ain't Zokakla, l'chatchila, if it wasn't lit a half an hour, you should relight it. Continues the Gemara. I saw why is the halacha mishatishka chama, why is the halacha that the menorah is lit mishatishka chama, to teach us, says the Cheshev Sofer, that even in a time when it's dark, when Klal Yisrael is in tzaris, the Ner Chanukah comes to light up these days of Golus that we could be able to have illumination. Tana Rabbanan, mitzvah Chanukah. The mitzvah of Chanukah is Ner Ishu Beisai, that everybody should light a menorah, that every home should have a menorah. The Mahadrin do Ner L'chol Echad V'Echad. They do a candle for every person in the house. The Mahadrin min a Mahadrin, Beishama Omrim Yom Risha Madlik Shmoina, on the first day you light 8 candles, Bikam V'Elech Poichot V'Hoylech, and then you keep on going lower and lower. Beisil Omrim 8, 7, 6, Beisil Omrim Yom Risha Madlik Ax, the first day you light 1, Bikam V'Elech Mois V'Hoylech, and then every day you add more candles. So we start understanding this Gemara. Rashi explains, Ner Ish Ubeisai, means that every family has to light one menorah. And in fact, what the Gemara is saying is that the din of Chanukah is not a din on the person, it's a din on the home. And in fact, the Pnei Yeshua asks, why is this mitzvah different than all other mitzvahs? Usually a mitzvah is a personal obligation, and here we're making it an obligation on the house. So he answers that since, as we're going to learn, the way that Chanukah candles are supposed to be lit next to the Rishus HaRabim for Psume Nisa, so the house is what's near Rishus HaRabim, and therefore it's a din in the house, not in the person. And in fact, says the Psfas Emes, that once we say it's a Ner Ish Ubeisai, that depends on the house, if you have two families that live in one home, according to this, that one menorah would be enough. What's Taich Mahadrin? So Rashi says, Mahadrin is from Lashon, like we have at the end of every perek in Shas. Hadron, a person that wants to do the mitzvahs properly. Taisha says it's a lashon of hiddur. It's a person who wants to do a hiddur mitzvah. So now we have to understand this halacha. How do we fulfill ner l'chol echad v'echad? The Rambam's opinion is that the Baal Bayis lights as many candles as there are people in the family. The Ramah, however, says that every person, again, we're doing ner l'chol echad v'echad, every family member lights his own candle, lights his own menorah. What's the machlokes? So the Brisker Rav explains the machlokes Rambam and Ramah as follows. Can you do a hiddur mitzvah after you're ready if you didn't do the actual mitzvah? The Rambam's opinion is that a hiddur mitzvah it only could be attached to a mitzvah. So the Baal Bayis, who's writing the main menorah, he could do a hiddur mitzvah. Whereas the Ramah holds that you could do a hiddur mitzvah even if you weren't the one that did the ikar mitzvah. The Beis HaLevi asks, why do we find dafka b'Chanukah the inyan of hiddur mitzvah? We don't find this concept anywhere else. So answer the Beis HaLevi, and this is something that we mentioned earlier in our shir as well, that they could have lit the menorah, making thinner wicks, putting in less oil, maybe using, as I explained from the Pnei Yeshua, tamadiga oil. But they didn't look to do the mitzvah in a b'di'evit fashion. They did the mitzvah in the proper fashion. Similarly, when we light the menorah, we also should light it in a mahadrin diga fashion. Mahadrin and mahadrin. So Tosfos' opinion is, you can't be both a mahadrin and a mahadrin and a mahadrin. If somebody does ner ish ubeisai, that somebody lights candles for everybody, he also could do mahadrin and mahadrin. But if you're doing mahadrin, that you're lighting candles for every person in the house, you can't add every night because there's no way of anybody knowing why there are extra candles. Is it because of extra new night, or is it because you have a different amount of people in the home? The Rambam disagrees. He says that Mahadrin and Mahadrin and Mahadrin could travel together. Every person lights the menorah, and every person lights the menorah adds every night another candle, which is obviously our minik. So we had a machloikis, Beis Sham and Beis Hillel. What is the proper way of lighting the menorah? Do we go from 8 to 7, 6, or 1, 2, 3? Amu'ula, Peligah by Trey, Meroi, by Merova. There was Machloikis, Meroi, and Atzisrael. Rabbi Yosef by Avim, Rabbi Yosef by Zvida. Chanam Atamad by Shammai, Kenegi Jomim and Nechnosim. We light to commemorate the days that are coming. But Tamad by Silil, we light Kenegi Yomim Hayotzim. The Machloikis by Shammai by Silil is what do we commemorate? Do we start? This is, I sort of Mefarshim explain, consistent with their opinion elsewhere. Beshame says we start with the whole number. Beshame says you start a week with buying everything you can for Shabbos. And then afterwards, you go lower and lower. And Beis Hillel says just the opposite. We work towards anticipation. V'chad Amar, Tama de Beis Shammai keneged Pri Chag, just like on Sukkot when they brought Kabbonis, they brought descending less and less every day. V'tam de Beis Hillel de Mal Mekodesh V'emaridin. So all the Mepharshim obviously ask, what does Pri Chag have to do with Chanukah? So they answer that Beis Shammai is answering, I agree with this cloud that we have throughout Shas and Mal Mekodesh V'emaridin. So Beis Hillel is correct. So why am I saying over here that you could go lower? Because we have precedent that when there's a good reason to do it, we may do so. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba B'chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shnei Zekeinim Hoi B'tzidin. Echad Osu K'Beis Shammai, V'echad Osu K'Beis Hillel. K'Divri Beis Hillel. Zenois Tamu Dvorov. One said the reason is K'Neged Pri Achag. V'zenois Tamu Dvorov, Ma'al B'Kodesh V'Emaridin. Says the Gemara, Tanar Rabbanon, Ner Chanukah Mitzvah Nicha Pesach Beisoy. You're supposed to put it by the doorway of your home. B'chutz, outside. Im Hayudar B'Aliyah. So wait, Rashi learns, we've described this many times, that their homes were, there were a number of homes that each home opened up to a chotzer. So Rashi learns that you should put it by your doorway towards the chotzer. Tosfos says that's not what should be done. We learned that the chotzer leads to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and all the people there should put their menorahs at the entrance between the chotzer to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. If Hayidar Bali, if you live in the upper floor and you don't have where to put it in the chotzer, Menich b'cholan asmuch Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you should face the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. U'b'shas akana, if it's a shas akana, Menich al shulchan ayvedayoy. So the Paiskim say now that if it's a shas akana, now we're not lighting our menorahs outdoor. So they say that the halachas that we learned before about the zman, when you have to light the menorah, are relaxed. Because you're only lighting it for indoors. If you're lighting it for the people in the house, as long as you have people in the house, you can light the menorah. However, the halacha is that let's say you come home very, very late on one night of Chanukah and everybody's sleeping. You can't light the menorah unless you have one person up from your family when you're lighting the menorah if you want to be able to make a bracha. Amarava, tzorach ne'erchas l'shtamash b'l'oira. You have to have another candle lit, which we call the shamish, besides the menorah, that you should show that the menorah is being lit strictly for the mitzvah. However, ikamadura, if there's light in the room, so everybody is a torch, everybody knows that you're not using the menorah for light, then you don't have a problem. Vim adam choshevu, but if the person sitting there is an adam choshev, that doesn't usually rely on torch light, avgav the ikamadura, even if there's a madura in the room, the halacha is, you still need tzarech ne'ercheres, because he doesn't use the Madura, we're going to think that he uses it, he's using that candle for his own purpose. Ask the Gemara, my Chanukah, what is Chanukah? Where does the Yontif come from? The Tanah Rabbanan B'chof Chei B'Chislev Yomei the Chanukah. We found in the Megillas Tainus, we spoke about it in previous Shurim, they had a Sefer where all the Yom Tovim are listed, and it says in the Megillas Tainus, B'chof Chei Chesed Yomei the Chanukah, Tamnin Inin, there are 8 days. The Loyal Mispah behind, we may not say a Hesper during those days. The Loyal Hasanis Ben, we may not fast during those days. Shekinish Nesu Yivonim Lehechel. Timu Kol Hashmonash Behechel. All the oil was Tomei. They made all the oil Tomei. Shugavar Malchus Beis Cheshmonoi V'Nitzcham, when the Beis Cheshmonoi prevailed. Bat Kuvalei Motza El Pach Echad Shal Shemen. Shai Muna B'Chosh Mishu Koin Godel. It was there with the seal of the Koin Godel. V'Loy Eba El Lahadlik Lo Yom Echad. There was really enough to light only one day. Nasaba Nes, but a tremendous Nes happened, the Likud Menesh Shemayna Yomim, and they were able to use it for 8 days. The Shana Acheres, the next year, Kovim B'Osim Yom Tovim, they made this into a Yontif, B'Halal V'Hoidah. So, where does it say anything about lighting a menorah in this Braisa? So Mepharshim explain, when it says, the Maram Maratenberg says, when it says here, Haidah, how do we show Haidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? By lighting the menorah. Of course, there's the famous question, which we don't have time to dwell on, from the Beis Yosef, who asks, then what was the miracle on the first day? The first day they had enough oil. So the Beis Yosef gives three pshatim. One pshat is that they divided the tar oil into eight parts. So even the first day was a nes. Another pshat that he gives is as soon as they filled up the menorah on the first day, the flask remained full. Or the third nes is that the menorah, they didn't even have enough on the first day to have the menorah burn all night, but it still burnt all night. Another pshat that many suggest is that indeed the first day there was no nes with the oil. The reason we make Hanukkah on the first day is a commemoration of our winning in the war. But the question that the Kedushas Levi asks is, why did they make Hanukkah L'shana Acheres the next year? Why didn't they make it already that year when they saw the tremendous nes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for them? So he says that there are many nisim throughout our history that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for Klal Yisrael. And we can't make a yontif out of every nes. Which nisim do we make into Yom Tovim? He says Yom Nisim, that we continue to feel the nes for years afterwards. The year later, after the next year Hanukkah, when the next year Chaf Hei Kislev came along, and the next year Chaf Hei Kislev came along, and they felt the nes, they felt the hashpa like they had the year before. So at that point, Chazal realized that this just wasn't a nes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did and does for Klal Yisrael. This was something special. And that's why they made a yontif for this nes, which they don't necessarily make for every yontif. And that's what he says we say in the bracha every night of Chanukah. Sh'osu nisim avaseinu b'yom mahem b'zman hazeh. Why do we say b'zman hazeh? So he explains what we're trying to say when we say b'zman hazeh, that in this time, every year, this time, a ruach of nisim, a ruach of Yeshuas, come to Klal Yisrael. And it's probably not just in the time when Chanukah comes, but when we learn about Chanukah, a ruach of nisim and Yeshuas and refuas come and should come to Klal Yisrael.